melanin, creativity, the flow of energy, justice, politics, money, jobs. A lot of things to talk about on the stage, especially when I'm addressing my melanin-filled individuals. And we decided to put it all in a playbook. That's right, you heard me, playbook. The guidelines to the melanated. Tune in and listen to the Melanin Playbook. We're waiting.
What's good? What's happening, man? It's your boy Milk, and welcome to the Melanin Playbook. Hey. Today's episode will be sex, love, and connections. Just do you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Living yours.
Sounds spicy to me.
Okay. Leaving your full truths out here.
Live in yours, baby.
It sounds spicy to me. Y'all hear, it's like that Louisiana spice coming up with this one.
It's that five-piece nugget.
Okay. It's going to get spicy, too.
That stimulus check release date.
I got a whole lot to say.
So, I'm going to just say what I take from it. Ooh, some of y'all ain't following your own path. What you need to be on is what hey, I what it sounds like.
Don't sugarcoat it. Say what you really want to say.
Some of y'all
speak with your chest, Creed.
Hold on.
With your chest, Creed.
I got you. Some of y'all being suspect.
Oh,
some of y'all being suspect. Some of y'all, I mean, I don't know. Is it the sex, the love, or the connection? Like, I'm really trying to figure out which one it is because I feel some
something. I know what it is. I think it'd be curious. Like some of y'all have been taught to love whatever, whether it's you being hetero. That's really what's pushed in families and stuff like that. So a lot of the men are being taught to want women. And that may not even be really what you want. So you don't. Like the way you go about interacting with women be kind of jacked up because you know you really want you a man.
Oh my gosh. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, like because it trickles down because I be watching the way some of these guys treat their homeboys and they partners
take
and
the them
way
at the
they treat they women. It'd be kind of weird.
Who taking their homies out to eat? Whoa.
It's some sandwich meat in the kitchen, my boy. You better kill yourself.
I used to I have had an experience. I was like, dang, like you always going to breakfast on a Saturday with your homeboys. Like you don't never ask me.
I don't know. We could be walking around here whistling like Milk said. Every time you move, you know, never know.
I mean, it'd be weird though, because for real, y'all would let y'all homeboy steal from y'all. Like, he done dang on backdoze you. All kinds of foolishness, but that's still your partner. But let your girlfriend or your wife, she could not make breakfast for you one day. And now,
she
moved it to the side. Like,
but I think, but you got to understand, like, the connection is different. So it's kind of like, and it's the same way with y'all, because you'll let some of your female friends get away with some things that you won't let your dude get away with. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Not for me.
So
honestly, ain't for me.
So wait. In your whole entire lifetime, ain't no one of your homegirls just not even on no aggressive type stuff smacked you on the booty?
Yeah.
Let me shut up. I'm finna.
Right.
Let me be quiet.
I ain't hear you. What you say?
I said never in your lifetime.
He said never in your lifetime has you went by the post office
smacked you on the booty.
Maybe when we're dancing or something, like that didn't happen.
I guess it's kind of like a double standard with that.
Right.
Exactly.
But
because you can go by the post office and not mail off no letters. Like, you can go by the post office and use the drop box outside and not go inside of the post office. you know. It's some things that you could do at, you know, sometimes you just like seeing the government official sign without actually becoming a part of the government workforce. So it's a lot of things that you can do.
I'm not really fond of nothing like that. Now, if it has happened to, like, you know, you dancing and you hyping your girl up or something like that. But as far as, like, I don't know, as women, you know the difference. You know the difference if it's like, this is my girl, we having fun, versus, oh, this girl, nah. Because you can feel those moments like, nah, I'm good. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like women, you can tell the difference. Like, you know.
Yeah, because you know when somebody dropping off letters versus when they.
But I'm saying, what if a dude come with that same type of energy, though?
And I don't think the thing about it is, we think when it comes to.
Is he talking about if a dude just come and smack you on your butt or something?
No, not even like that. Mm-hmm. All right, you sitting there dancing. I've seen this before. It's a girl. She hyping her girl up. Dude come by. Let's say this. If he came by with that same exact energy your homegirl giving you, you going to keep going?
Okay, so if you want to dance on, you having a good time, and a girl come and grab you on your crotch, how you going to feel?
Shit, none of my homeboys ever did that. That's the point. None of my homies have never done that.
I mean, that would be a shoe-in if that happens. You ain't even gotta really think about it. You like, dude, you do know that's not an AT&T connector. That's
exactly.
Like, don't do that. But I think the thing about it,
y'all have done it. Y'all be playing sports and stuff and playing.
No, it's not. That's what women think. And then I think the thing about it is, y'all see this type stuff. I'm gonna be honest.
Good job, bro.
The opinion is biased because you in our community, we already have that view of hypermasculinity when it comes to melanin men. So then that anything that's outside of that, no matter how small the infraction is. Is automatically kicking it that direction when in fact that may not be the reality of it. And then so, I mean, y'all are calling out quick on us, but y'all go full fledged, and I can't say what I want to say, but full fledged into the post office where you got a stamp, you done put the sticker on the letter and you mailing off. But we sit outside in the parking lot and it's like, that's you. Like it's a double standard. It's very much a double standard.
But this is my thing.
But if it's you, by all means, be you and do you and enjoy what you got. But at the same time, like, I mean, some things when it comes to, like we said, sex, love, and connections, everybody developed what that is supposed to be differently. Everybody was taught what that's supposed to be, in a different manner. And for some of us, we were raised up and we just know the physical aspects of it, which is sex. And some of us really know the love connection, and that's what we lust for. So the physical aspect is not what's attracting us. And some of us have no problem making connections. We just don't hold connections. And so it's like, and some of us question connections because, of course, there's sexuality is a spectrum. So some people question those connections and they can't enjoy the love or the sex behind it because they're too busy figuring out the connection that comes with it. And it's like some connections we're taught are not supposed to exist when in reality, I mean, love is love. It is what it is. Do you, know what I mean? But don't feel embarrassed or shy because of who you love or how you love, because there's people out here who show affection by loving each other and cuddling. And there's people who pour hot candle wax on each other. It's whatever they deem as a section of love for them. Like it changes among everybody.
Being that you spoke on the hot wax, I just have to tell y'all about this one memory when I was like the manager in one of the shoe stores at the mall. Tell me why this couple came in and this lady had, you know, the black chains that go around your neck with the spikes on them.
Like a collar?
He really had that around his neck, and she had the change and like walking around the store. Like that's what they were doing.
Some people like that type of stuff, man.
Yeah, okay. You said hot wax, that's the first thing came to my mind. Like,
I think they went beyond the little hot wax and stuff, but you know, they went past that step, baby.
And I think the issue that most people be having with all that is, you know, it's all cool and dandy until you're not being truthful with yourself and the people that you're interacting with. Like, you have to know what you like and you have to be honest and truthful about it. Like, don't dabble with an individual, you know, getting daggone well, that ain't where you want to be. Like, at this point in age, like, I understand, you know, a lot of people still, you know, that's a lot coming out, but it's somebody that like everybody out here. It's something for everybody. You'd be surprised what these people like out here. So, like, just do what you like. Like,
yeah, it's the undercoverness. Yeah, it's the undercoverness for me. Like, you know, because you can meet somebody who's gonna take you, like you said, that you that person that like everybody. Somebody out there is going to adore that about you, you know. But don't go to nobody that you gotta be like, I don't know how they feel. If I tell them the truth, so I'm just gonna lie and just act like I'm not a part of whatever's going on. But deep down inside, you know, when you leave them around, whoever, you're gonna go dab over here. But this person don't know you dabbing over here. You know, like, that creates a lot of trauma on the person. Like,
And you damaging people out here.
Definitely. I fully get that.
Like, because, I mean, this is the best time that they're going to do what you like, because it's pretty much put out there, like, you know, inclusiveness. Like, everybody is
everybody part of everybody. Got a voice.
Yeah, everybody got a voice, like, now.
You're right. This is the perfect time for anybody to actually be at peace with themselves. You feel me? Let it all out, though.
Yeah, because it wasn't as accepting as it was back in the day. So, like, I can understand if you was older and, you know, you struggling with that. But right now, child, please.
Probably some recent years back, this wasn't like it is today.
Because like 20, I would say in the last 10 years.
Right.
So, yeah. And like, you'll be surprised when you get to Google and stuff. It's, child, even though I went down a rabbit hole, it's all kinds of stuff.
You in the Matrix then.
I've always been like, you know, be who you are or whatever. You know, I remember, that's another story for another day, but I was in a person who was like, be who you are or whatever. And so it's like, but at the same time, I feel like you still have to leave room for, it's like, just for the kids. Like, I don't judge nobody on what they, who they like, who they love or anything like that, but I feel like it's a different subject when you pushing it on somebody instead of letting it come on a person they self. Like, I feel like it's getting pushed now versus something, like, I think it's like a trend or something now versus people really, like, you know, wanting to be like that, you know what I'm saying? Or love who they want to love or something like that. It's like, it's more trending now for it to go that way.
And then it comes off as fetishizing over it. And that's not the object of, I feel like, the LGBTQ community. I don't, or any community at that. Heck, the melanated community, because we fetishized over all the time. Like, so I don't think those are the objects of it. So it comes off like that because it's like put in your face and like you can't say anything about it. Like, I get it, but like, we gotta just mind our business. I think that's really what it comes down to. Like, mind your own. Don't worry about
mind the business that pays you.
But we come up with the logic and the thought process that sex or love or this to be a certain way. And that's where we have the issues. That's how the issues come up.
Everybody love differently. Everybody's sex life is different. You can't just box a person up in that, because, man, it's some people out there that you just be doing some stuff. Like, so
you wouldn't even know.
So it's like, you, I feel like you really can't categorize it, because people are definitely everybody's their own person. Like, what might, like, your like, sign languages, I mean, love languages, everybody love languages different. So it's like, you can't, I don't know, you just can't, I don't think you could just, like, say that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. And that's, I mean, literally how it is. That's the truth of it. Like, I think we got to let people live and do for them. And stop creating a space where becoming a fad to be a certain way. Cause like you think about it, like we're in a day and age of where people are trying to be OnlyFans millionaires. And it's like, you know, I think the level of respect with sex and love and connection is different. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we carry ourselves to a physical standard or an emotional standard anymore.
Much weight anymore.
Nope. Like it's kind of, it's like they're looking more how you look than what you bring to the table. So then it's like, and then that raises the question, does really making a real connection exist anymore? Because
we don't connect no more.
Yeah, I'm saying
social media.
Yes, I was gonna say it. To me, it all depends on the person again, because I feel like, you know, us on this podcast now, I probably feel like everything we do is passionate and real. Like we can't say that because it's other people that does think like they're like this. You don't matter to me. I'm just trying to get my bread. I'm just trying to do me. You know. So I don't know. Like, I just look at everything differently, because for me, I still feel like it's meaning for whatever I do. Like I have, it's a reason for everything. I'm like, I'm not going to just jump on things. Like, I'm not going to just be like, oh, I love you. Oh, let's just have sex. Like, I'm not in that space. I've never been in that space to just be able to do something and just not feel nothing about it, you know, or just.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of people that's on the other side of that spectrum that hold weight, like whatsoever. Like it's plenty of people that'll meet up with somebody and be like, "Oh, you're hot. We're gonna go ahead and, you know, just have sex right quick and nothing else about it."
And then I be wondering how the thought process be. Is it like, have you been like that? Did something happen to you for you to be like that? You know, like, right.
That's the thing. Some people are literally just wired that way. They don't hold that type of significance on a certain part of thing, like part of the relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Some people are literally just like, are more on the physical aspect, and some people are really on the physical aspect because they don't have anything else to bring to the table. But that's
that too. That too.
I mean, for real, that really be what it is, because a lot of these people out here, homosexuals, they just out here just trying to get it how they live. And if they can, you know, do a little percolating and get where they need to go, just, hey,
I can do what I want to do, because I can pay my own bills. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't pay the bills. Like,
you got.
But wait. Nowadays, it can't pay the bills, man. Nowadays,
for $12.99 a month, you can be afford your life bill.
It used to only be, girl, what you bring to this table besides the booty? Now she bringing six figures with that.
But then you feel like, okay, so
and she don't mind being on camera. Like, come on. This
is all right. What happened?
Like, she don't mind being on camera. Like, you know what I mean?
But how would y'all feel? How would you all be able to, like, okay, you bring this six figures to your
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm done.
Not no questions asked. Just yes, sign me up.
Where y'all seen the TikTok with the car? Yes.
Yes. Yes. The banging on the table.
So what, Mills, do you think yes, if you would do it, or you would be okay with your, you know, well, I'm not, no disrespect to, you know, your girl, but I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, like, you know, if she was like, man, this bringing me six figures in, like, you know, I'm on the camera and I gotta do it, you'll be like, you'll be okay.
I'm all right with that. Be 100 with you. I'm cool.
I can't say that for Twan, because Twan would go off. So that ain't
okay. It.
I would be cool. Like, if it's generating funds, like, that's me.
And bro, I'm just saying, like, if you guys have so much in common, and if y'all are in love or whatever, you can still be in love while being in 4K. It's okay. It's okay.
I think it's something like, so I guess it comes down to like everybody being able to see what you got. Like, and I think it's like you, because it's a deeper thing. It's deeper, like you don't realize what's valued in a relationship until it's outside of the bedroom. Like, then it's like sometimes outside the bedroom ain't something everybody is supposed to see or engage with. So then it's like, am I ready for that aspect of it?
Yeah, but like, I'm saying that takes the individual that you're about to be with. That's on them to be, you know, mentally stable to let that happen.
And then when it actually started happening and they see that people, you know, it then like, no, I thought I could, but I could. That's right. Just like, you know, bringing another person into the bedroom, you'd be like, yeah, I'm down, I got this. And then when it happened, you'd be like, yeah, I don't want to do
that. That's why y'all need communication before y'all do all that type of
stuff. You say communication, but when you find out somebody coming into your bedroom with a strong internet connection and you got it, you might be feeling a different type of way.
This is the same way with regular, I would say.
You'd be like, I thought I was running a high speed and this dude got fiber over here. Like, I don't know if this is gonna work for me.
Right. But I'm saying, what about the like ordinary people that date celebrities? That's kind of the same way. It is. You got that type of notoriety. On some instances, like, let's say you date Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
So would you feel the same way because people have seen her new?
No, it's a different.
How's it different?
That's how you when you went with me. I mean, that is what it is. Now with me, they won't see. They might not see that again. But for me personally, like, so it's certain aspects that I don't care, that I wouldn't care. Like if Torn came in and said, "Hey, I want to go be a stripper," yada yada yada. Cool. He said it to me before. He was like, "Bro, if we die hard on money and you can make money, that way
to go get the pole for
go get it." Same vice versa. Even when we first got together, and he was like, "If we were that bad on that level, and you had a job doing X-rated movies, like that's just what we got to do." But it's like not just, I guess, for fun. I couldn't walk in one day and just be like, "Hey, I'm finna go start OnlyFans and upload videos." It's gonna be a hustle behind
the degree that you have to be at. I'm guessing.
Although they make money, they make money. But it's like at the same time, like it was a teacher that got fired for that because they found out she was.
But I'm saying, bro.
But your head got
right now. If Twan, like you say, if you went to start OnlyFans and you you ain't having sex with nobody, it's just you nude or something like that, is Twan still gonna be okay with it?
He probably wouldn't.
He wouldn't be okay.
I wouldn't care, but he.
So pretty much Twan's only thing is you got to have bottoms on because your Instagram ain't nothing but OnlyFans that's free from the waist up.
So what now?
I said your Instagram has been OnlyFans from the waist up. So his thing is anything from the waist down is no go.
Are you throwing shades?
I'm just saying.
Are you throwing shades?
I'm definitely throwing palm trees.
At least he's saying it.
Are you throwing? Sorry.
So there's a certain type of level that you have to be at, pretty much.
He's trying to come for me. And this dude, he used to have a phone full of OnlyFans videos that was self-created. So I don't know what he's coming at me for. Right. I remember you forced downloading some cables, too, while you still there coming for me. Don't stop here. Come for me out here. I was like, I'm gonna let him slide with that one. Cause my thing is like, now I ain't gonna lie, there's a lot of shirtless stuff on my page, but my thing is
right. Come on,
it's not a clean up. Like it's just real shit. Sometimes it's a such thing as body positivity, versus you putting out there for show, and it's mine is not for show like that. Like I can care less if it get 2 or 3 likes versus 53 or 100. Like it's not really that. It's just I used to not like myself physically, and to some days I still don't. And it's like, so I had my moment of body positivity moments where I'm like, hey, I don't mind dropping this out on it like that.
Okay, so Milton, he doing it because he works out. So it's for to give off good energy versus for it to be like only fans. Like, but he cleaned it up, Milton. He cleaned it up.
I couldn't hear that. My bad.
I ain't studying it. Like I said, he was forced downloading cables and stuff and all of those stuff back in the day too. So yeah, let it be what it is.
This is my thing.
He was the only fans creator back in the day. They just didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, it was called Backpage. What is it? Backpage.
Black Plan. But anyway,
Backpage.
Backpage and Skype. Oh, what was it?
It was Backpage, X2, X Hamster.
Those porn sites.
That was definitely something.
This is my thing. Like, I don't
care
about the body thing because everybody got a body. Mm-hmm. Everybody has, every woman has a chest. Every man, everybody got a butt. Like, that body stuff don't really faze me if somebody sees somebody. My thing is the connection, that intimacy. That right there is what causes the issues. Like, when you're not, when you giving the same connection or intimacy or anything like that to somebody else or something like that, that's where the friction happens.
That's where the full disconnect happens once you get put up out of this world, because you up here trying to...
I don't care about none of that.
But when you try to sit up here and let somebody deposit in your bank, I got a problem.
Okay. Now we have a discussion.
Now it's the first 48 and they trying to figure out how this played out.
We not violent over here, okay? We have a discussion because I'm trying to figure out what happened.
I'm gonna be the question dropper in it. So, like, what moment was there a connection for you with no lead to sex? Like, it was just a straight connection.
I would say, like, I had this dude that I was talking to, and like, he cool as all get out. It was just like, I've never really met someone that, me as a woman, I'm just keep it all the way very transparent. Most women already know whether or not they're gonna smash. I'm just saying. So, like,
knew it.
Yeah, okay.
I knew it.
Secrets to females 101. Just saying. Go ahead.
I already know it the first time.
Right.
I never met a guy where I didn't.
And we always prepare just in case you don't. So we good.
Until I met that dude. Like, I wasn't even thinking about, you know, whether or not I was going to smash him or not. It was just like, he was really dope. Like, the energy. Yeah, it was like just dope as hell. Like, so, you know, when you dope like that, you ain't gotta lead with sex. You ain't gotta even mention it. Like, that's just like you said, people always lead with that because they ain't got nothing else to offer.
Yeah, I can agree with Oz, but I have had a situation where I did connect, like, and like, we still friends, and we've never ever had sex or talked about it or anything like that. It's strictly been like a good connection, like a friend, you know. And it's like, it's, you know, I don't know, it's weird. I ain't gonna say it's weird because it's like not normal for you to be able to have a long time friendship with the opposite sex without anything happening. But I can't say that because I'm actually friends with somebody that, like, I called my brother, that we've never just been like, man, we gotta have each other. It's been like 8 years and we ain't tried nothing, you know. It's nothing, none of that. Like, it's strictly like a cool connection. Like, it's real, it's cool.
I would say, personally, I do have a few homegirls like that. Like, we just strictly friends. I've never bought, like, sex up. I've never really thought about sex with them. And, you know, vice versa on that end. And it's just really just been vibing, like, actually talking to them, understanding them, or something like that. Or, you know, if you need that support or a different point of view, that's what they normally come in at.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So it can happen. People be like, you can't be friends with
the opposite. You can't. Like, I can honestly say, if you're the opposite sex, y'all can be friends with one.
You sure can, because I got plenty of
opposite. It all depends on, like you said, it all depends on the mindset of that
comment.
Person.
No comment. No comment. None at all. I'm just zip up for that one and be quiet.
You know what?
I have nothing to say. Nothing at all.
Talk about
the business that pays you, okay?
The business that pays you. Because I have nothing to say on that part.
I mean, you can't say nothing. For real, for real.
Nothing at all, baby. Nothing. I'm just sitting over here.
Go ahead. Next.
It's clear as land, Sonny. Just clear as day.
Whatever, yo. I'm innocent.
But you can definitely be proven guilty. But you can definitely be proven guilty. Ain't no tear. You can definitely be proven guilty. But anyway, yeah. I think connections like that happen. Like, you just kind of be like, I vibe, but, you know. It ain't, because, you know, the thing about it is, it's funny you made the statement, we know we gonna smash before we do, because we know you gonna smash before it does. It's like, we know it. It's like, no, it's not like we be, because sometimes that's why we go out. We be like, we don't like crap. This TV service download tonight. Like, this is, we about to connect it. This is Apple TV Live, and we gonna get this. This is Hulu, and I'm gonna be in you. Like, you know it.
I mean, but that's the
you
thing.
Talking about like, Netflix, are you still up. Watching? That be, we like, no. We already know. No.
We know it, but y'all mess it up. So
nah.
What?
Nah. What? Those are people that don't know how to play.
No way.
How many times they probably messed up and was so close.
Thank you. So close.
No way.
That, you know why? Because those are individuals that don't know how to play the sex market. That's all. Like, we know how to play it. We know how to put in into our socks and dividends.
That's like
and
you
interest.
Hitting the home run, you tripping over all the bases.
I mean, like, y'all be thinking y'all
not
so
doing
cool.
That.
No, it don't even be that we put you through a test. It's just you just do or say something and be like, yeah, nah.
Ugh.
But see, it's so, you know, I'm gonna be transparent too.
The place to do everything, though.
I'm gonna be transparent too, and Milk can agree. Sometimes we be about to roll it to you too and be like, you know what? Nah.
Mom. I done pull my own pants up midway.
Yeah. Right. Be like, no, I'm good. I'm good. You got it.
I mean,
I'm not even finna go that deep with you. or I'm only gonna give you this much. And that's it.
Literally, I'm giving you that much right
this
there.
This much.
You ain't getting nothing else
for me. You ain't getting nothing else for me.
I got to go.
Do your thing
is y'all still give it. You know what?
Say that again. What happened? Rewind that back.
Because by what the
let me tell you something. No, I got it. Don't think every time you come to the UPS store that we gonna ship your package, because sometimes your weight literally don't come up together.
The address wrong. Return to sender. I don't need that right here.
It's not always the type of situation where you can get guaranteed delivery overnight. That's not how that go. Sometimes we decide that, you know what, this weighs too much for us. It's too much in this box and it's moving around too much. I can't deliver this because I only do left turns and you doing right. And I can't do this. Like, I'm not even gonna do it.
So I have a question for you all. Yeah, so I did have somebody tell me like they feel some type of way when they feel used. Like a guy told me he felt used by a chick because she always just hit him up for, you know, to get off or whatever. So would that make y'all? Yeah, I didn't know y'all felt no type of way. I mean, I ain't never
It depends on the vibe we got for you, and then it's almost like, you know, if when it boils down to it. If that's the only thing you want from me, then you don't care, period. So then it's like, yeah, I do feel some type of way. I feel disrespected in a way. Like, you, we talk about females and them saying, oh, y'all treat us like hoes and this and that. But then it's like, not every dude is so like out there rushing for sex. Not every guy is like this. Some guys really are out there looking for connections and dial-ins, and they trying to really, really connect with somebody and be with somebody. But like you said, in that instance, they get screwed over so much and they like, you know what? Well, this is what you expected, so let me be that for you.
I didn't know guys actually felt the type of way until the guy told me that that happened. And I was like, oh, I didn't think that would bother y'all. Because, you know, I thought, you know, there's something.
Yeah, they think a lot of times that's what we're looking for.
Mentally up in sync when that happens. Like, if he feeling some type of way of, I see you as my girl type thing and not just a piece of meat, that's whole different beats if that's all y'all do.
True. But most of the men that are looking for that aren't actually out here trying to get slide in somebody DM. They ain't out here. They not low hanging fruit, I guess you want to call it. You know, really out here. Those the men that be out here, be the ones that. That's why I'm not looking at men like that. Like, okay, we didn't know that y'all out here, but because y'all it come off as easy, so.
We don't. I think for a man,
I feel like I'm
gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. Like being real, I think for a man, I think because some of us are lust seekers, then it comes out like all of us are, and then it's like, no, that's not the case, and then. Women say that they want something different. I'm looking for that guy that ain't all about this. But then when you run across him, them the main ones you misuse. And then it's like, I really was here just trying to be with you. But you thought I was like the last dude. So now I got to move on. Like, and it's like, and I think we don't slow down. I think both of us don't slow down enough. And I think it's because one, men are displayed as being, like I said multiple times on this platform before, men are displayed as being physical creatures. Mm-hmm. Women are mental creatures and emotional creatures. And when it comes down to it, we don't slow down to look for what is literally on the same level with us. We have our mental thoughts of what we should have. Let me say that, what we should have. Because you be telling me, I ain't found my soulmate, and your soulmate could be that ugly dude that's sitting at the bus stop right now, but he about to be a millionaire next year. But it ain't what you want. But then it's kind of like the thing about it is, and that's you're not guilty, just guilty of it. We're guilty of it. Because it could be that girl that just like, she step out. I could see like that her edges ain't there. But it's
the connection, though.
You said what?
It goes back to connections because you can't, I feel like, honestly,
we live in a day and age that connect, like I said, connections are rare nowadays because we're so stuck on physical attributes. We don't, but so connection doesn't really exist.
You're not gonna be able to, you like the person that you bypass that could be your soulmate. I just don't think your soulmate will be somebody that you bypassing like that. Cause this
to be 100%. Hold on, pause. Let me get that. I've been with Twan 13 years. I've ran across Twan 6 times in the first year of not seeing him. And I couldn't stand him, period. Nope, I couldn't stand him, period. I couldn't stand him at all. Every time I ran across him, I knew who he was, but I could not stand him at all. And then it's like, but look what, and I told myself in my mind that, I mean, at the time, even struggling with sexuality, I said, that ain't somebody I'm going to be with. Can you vouch? What did I say all the time? I said, we ain't finna get married. That ain't the person I'm finna be with. That's not finna be me. And look where I'm sitting at, and I'm happy as can be. But
you didn't bypass him.
I what I'm saying is in the intro phase of us crossing paths with each other, I did bypass him multiple occasions. But
something
it's like,
drawn y'all together, whether you admit that or not. Something see, you could say you hated him, but something drawn y'all together because y'all been.
That's because years. I'm a person that understands if I keep coming into you, then something is there, and I need to figure out what it is. But not every person is on that mental level, and I think we give people credit. Too much credit, because there are some people that really, and I'm gonna say this bluntly, ain't gonna ever find true love because of their mental thoughts and how they are with it. They're never going to find it. It's because they have set themselves a standard and they're, this is what I want and this all I'm going to be willing to take and I don't want anything else.
Yeah, but I definitely, I am a person that, like, you know, I agree with you. But I don't know. Going back in my past history, it looks like I have a type, but I guess I might be in denial. But I have never been the one to be like, he got to be 5'4", 6'6", or, you know, just anything. I never had a list because I always feel like, you know, you really can go by physical, but you got to have some type of something there just to even see, like, okay, let me just see how this is going to go. Like, because it's, you know, it
got to be something that attracts you, too.
Okay, yeah, because
it got right to. Now. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah.
But when I say nobody, that, I'm not saying the person sitting at the stop is the person you just overlook. I'm saying in that moment, you may not find that value. And some people have the standard that they're so looking for somebody to be in that moment that they're not willing to accept where they are now. And that's why we overlook a lot of good things. Because it's like in that moment, he's at home, he's in a one bedroom apartment, he's driving a car that's not to your standard. So yeah, he's cool, he's handsome. You may actually vibe with him and like him, but you're not gonna participate just because in this moment he's not where you want him to be right now. But if you had endured a little bit longer, if you had a said in this moment, because he does bring something that I like to the table and that I want to the table, I can grow with other things. Because like I told Cassie the other day, the same BS you say you're not willing to put up with, you bring BS to the table yourself. You don't come into a relationship at the end. You come with bull crap with you too. So you sit up here and say, I can't go with that. But he may can't deal with your weeds but hanging in the tub every day either. Well, it's a lot of things that he may...
So I'm supposed to not have those type of standards or say what?
No,
I'm
it's not saying don't have standards. Okay. But what I'm saying is a lot of times people can't find happiness because they don't understand that everything is give and take. And it's like, so in this situation, just like me and Twan, it was a lot of things that at first with Twan, I would have been like, no, that's somebody I know. Cause this is something about you that is just not, it's not lining up with what I want. And although this other aspects of you is stuff that I really truly want and want to invest in, but this version right here? No. But then it's like, I'm here because then I had to come to the knowledge that the same way it was some certain things that about him I didn't like or maybe didn't want at the time and was trying to deal with, it was the same thing going on my end. And it was certain stuff about me that he may didn't like or didn't want to deal with either, but he was doing the same thing. He saw the value. And I think we don't even, like in today's age, let's be honest, we don't see value. It's a lot of things we don't see value. And it's not just people. It's even in the way we live our lives. It's a lot of things that in ourselves we don't see value in. That's why we're so quick to change it. Because we're like, oh, if I go and I get a body and I dress this certain way, now I love myself. But you should love yourself whether you 568 pounds or 222. You should love yourself the same regardless because it's you. But we don't find the value in things anymore in this day and age. And
I'm sorry, keep going.
Yeah, it's like we don't find that value. And because we don't find that value, if we can't do it in self, how do we see it in other individuals? And if we can't see it in other individuals, when will we be able to build connections that are set to last or set to build on a foundation that leads to improvement? How can we find that?
See, I agree with that, but you have people out there who has that mindset, but the person that, okay, so it has been situations where that one guy with that one apartment, you know, to look at it in a different light, that got that one apartment and his car, he ain't driving the car that you expected him, and you ride for him and he taking advantage of you. So it's just like from when they get taken advantage of, and then it's like, okay, this guy in the same situation I just had, I can't go about it this way. I can't see that value because I tried seeing that value, and then this person took advantage of me. So everybody that comes, I don't want to, like, you have to step your game up now because I went through that, you know. So I don't, you know, I can rock with you, but at the same time, you got to show me that you're worth you rocking for it to see the value in you. So I won't get taken advantage of. So I feel like it plays hand in hand. Like,
but see, the thing about it is when certain situations happen in that light, it's not for this person that's coming into the situation to overgo your standards in that manner. It's you to set up the guidelines coming into the situation of what you expect And then that's how you move forward. People confuse it to say, oh, because this person did this, you got to do. No, it, why am I? I'm paying for somebody like to make, I don't know. That, oh, then scene, so why am I doing that? When you, as an individual, if you came, if I came and did something in my house, and I got mad with her about it, and then Milk come over and visit, I can't sit here and hold Milk to the same standard I did with her like that
You're never supposed to bring old baggage into new situations.
You don't, but we do.
It's your way of being able to handle the situation because that impacted you. So it's not.
But see, that's a contradiction then of what you just said, because you said because of what everybody else did, if you step to me, you got to do this different. So then that's stating that you're leaving the responsibility of change again to an external force and not choosing yourself to create that change to set the standard so that doesn't happen.
That's deleting your memory, but not deleting your cash. Because I can delete the fact that somebody had did me wrong and forgive you and move forward. Right. But when it comes to forgetting, I'm not going to forget the pattern. So I'm going to recognize the pattern and I'm a alarm going to go off and be like, hey, pay attention.
But see, the thing about it, when it comes down to men versus women on that, and Milk can be honest if I'm right, we sense that. And when we sense that, it's only so far we're going to go with you. Because exactly. We're going to be like, at this point, man, we could be the best, could have been the best thing for you. But this is what I'm not going to do. And at this point, I'm going to break off. Because it's not in my job to create a full safety net for you in the beginning when you don't give the same respect for me. Why am I going to create something that's a safe space? When men come into a situation, we are held to a standard of what we're supposed to be for the woman. Versus
that's dealing with the person that you're dealing with. Those are experiences for you.
Yeah, those are expensive. But what I'm saying is, it's kind of like, so when we come in, if we did the same thing that you guys did and we said, hey, I was in a relationship with this woman before, she did this to me, this is how she treated me, and
you're going to get respected.
I'm saying
that should not be on you to handle that. It should not be.
Because if I am in tune with self enough, I'm going to present self in a way that does not happen, not banking on the fact that the other person is going to be a strong will or individual to understand that this is what you need to bring to me. Because of the misconception of what happened the last time and I didn't communicate to this individual my expectations and what I wanted as an individual. So coming into this situation, now my mouth is going to be open and I'm going to say at the door,
what I'm saying is I'm not saying you're going to come expecting this. No, if you see similar things, I'm not saying don't give this person a chance. It's just going to have you looking at it differently as far as like, okay, I don't mind continuing this, but okay, I do got to, you know, compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges, and also look at myself to see why I'm attracting this type of thing as well. I'm not saying that person is going to do the exact same thing, but it just helps you to be more cautious with what you're depositing into that person. Because as women, we choose who we want to put up with what. Like, we have that. Okay. We know how much we can take, so we know exactly how far we want to go. But we have to ask ourselves, are you worth us standing here by you to see you to the point of where you are trying to go? Like, if I'm doing this for you, and I feel like, you know, I feel like as soon as you get on your high horse, you're going to dump me. Like, I don't want to feel like that.
You have that freedom. Well, you have that freedom to do that, but we have the same freedom to do the same exact thing.
Ain't nobody like, telling you not to, though. But I expect you to.
Hold on, let Milton say. Let Milton say.
You dated somebody that he lied to you and said, hey, I'm working late, but yet he was out cheating with you. Then when you get with me and I say the same thing, are you automatically going to think this man out here cheating on me, or I am actually working late tonight? I can't. It's
all depending on how I relate. I'm not gonna automatically think like you're cheating on me, but it is gonna be like, dang, this happened. But I can't say, oh, Milton is cheating on me because dude cheated on me. I can't say that because you're your own person and I'm giving you a fair chance to be honest with me.
But see, that's you. Some people have that sensible thinking in that process, and a lot don't. I ain't gonna say some, a lot don't. And it's
you're
to the point
about
where
people that have not healed from the issues that they done had. Right.
Exactly.
Simply what that is you're not healing because you ain't even recognized.
But
see,
then,
you're not
recognizing again,
your part in it either.
I get what you're saying on that. And then when it comes to men, like where they don't think that we have that level of thinking too. And they don't think that when we're getting involved or we're doing something like it, I think it comes off that, like I said, because they think we're all physical creatures, then it comes off as, okay, he's here for this. And then he finds his investment and he might stick around and this is how it's going to go. But that's not every man's mental thought. And sometimes we've been just as broken as you guys have been broken. We went just through as much stuff. And I mean, I had it where a point, and personally, I was single for 2 years because I didn't want to deal with the BS no more. I was like, at this point, like I got cheated on twice. I was like, I'm good. I just want to sit out to myself. If I decide to get involved with somebody, I get involved. But right now, I even hit a point where I'm like, if you come to me, what you want? Like, you here because you want something. You ain't here just to be here and try to do this. Like, we go through that same mindset as well, and we're
it's
like
a healing thing though. You
it's,
have to heal
it's a it's a healing thing, but what I'm saying is,
boy, I do got a question for the
go
ladies
ahead.
Though.
Go ahead.
I got a question for the ladies, just to get us on another topic real quick. So, as I remember you telling the group that y'all ladies know when y'all gonna smash on first sight, really.
Pretty
what
bad.
Happens if y'all smash on first sight? You still looking at that dude the same?
Because I can't speak for another woman.
I'm
out of
saying,
my 34 yeah. years of living, like, I feel like if I smash you on the first, it depends on your energy, how I'm going to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I've matured a lot now. Like, sex, I know when sex is meaningful and when it's just mm-hmm. something to do. Like, mm-hmm. I've been able to decipher between the two when it comes to interacting with men. So mm-hmm. I'ma view you as you are. You know, I ain't gonna look at you no different. You know, if your energy is jacked up, now if I like you, I like you, then you know that's something different. But for real, I'ma just view you as how you are, because child, getting all in depth, y'all been to have somebody clicking out because you know created some stuff in your head,
right?
Without even mm-hmm. speaking to who it is. So nah.
Mm-mm. Okay, I haven't experienced that because I know me, I'm a very like, I don't know how to not have a connection when it comes to things like that. So I am very mindful of what I do because I'm just, I don't know. So if you start talking to me, like, okay, for me, I say as far as conversing and talking, like, I don't know, y'all tell me if this is wrong or not, but if I start conversing with somebody and the only thing that they're like, oh, you so fine, and you,
oh, chat, that irritating.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, man, I know compliments are good, but when you overdo
but
it,
but if he overdoing it,
yeah,
put too much gravy on the
dress. Yeah, like,
you bothering me.
Yes, and it's like, okay, I don't even want to talk to you no more because I know if I do give you anything, you're not going to, that's all you're going to want.
That's
all
it.
You're speaking to me.
Okay.
So, that's how I know for me when as conversing with somebody because I just, yeah, I can't, you know, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't give nobody that. If you're doing all that, you ain't getting nothing from me. Mm-hmm. You might get, you know, rolled out on, for real. I ain't even going to front with you because you doing all that, you doing too much.
Yeah.
and a lot of men do that to see how far they can get, mm-hmm. you know, get what they want. They go to the loss of the connection. That's why I was saying, like, most of the men that are really out here trying to get at women aren't the men that y'all are speaking of, aren't the men that's out here that really want some real stuff, because mm-hmm. y'all looking yeah. from that side because y'all genuinely want connections. But most of the men out here are just
looking good. too. Like they can
I would personally say I used to be a jack A, I would say. Whore.
What'd you say?
I used to be a jack A, a whore.
I had to just drop it on okay. there because it was thinking around.
Personally, like I said, you know, I've had sex on the first date a few times. Now
a
I
lot,
will say on
a
one,
lot, a lot.
Man. Yeah. So how did you feel about the female after the fact?
It's just like, okay, if it does
like an installation appointment. Sorry.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I've had that type of, I ain't gonna say a relationship, but that situation where me and a girl met, you know, first night, boom, and hey, what's good? You know, you need blah blah bam. Yeah, come on through, bam, bam, bam. Or I text, hey, yo, you got some of that for me? And, you know, bam, that's how it's going to happen.
I like his food.
That works.
Right.
It's like really you like it's is, a bro. Plate. It's
that
a barbecue
works.
Plate.
It's working for you.
And like, it wasn't no...
Pick up the plate. Pick up the plate.
It wasn't feelings or nothing like that. We just wasn't no...
Pick
no,
up the plate.
Uncivilized people. You know, we had conversation and, you know, something like that. But we never... dated.
You got this plate?
Yeah, no, I get that.
We know what it is.
So, Milton, you was able to be like, you got something for me? And they be like, yeah. And then you yeah. just keep gonna go. Like,
yeah.
Well, see,
it was your installation guy will be there at 5 o'clock on Friday.
between so I know I'm playing around it. You know what
between
I'm saying?
Between the hours
yeah,
of 6
we on a type
and,
of schedule. You know, bam, hey. I got this, so I got a dinner party to go to in about 30 minutes. So we're going to hit a 15-minute. I got to take a shower.
Not a 15-minute. This must be a self-install. Anyway, like I was saying, this is a self-install. You know what? I'm not trying to sound too freaky, but that's one of them ones where you be hitting the joint on your tiptoe because it make you come quick. Like, that's what it sounds like.
That's when you back up.
I'm gonna tell you, if you ever is banging a dude and he's on his tiptoes, he trying to get it on out. They ain't got it. It's like that sensitivity hit when you're on your tiptoes. You be like, well, you know, boom, there it is. I'm over it.
When that sock get twisted,
yeah. Who you telling? That one good sock. You trying to get right, and you can't hold no grip.
Okay.
You looking like be looking like you about to have a whole stroke back there.
Yeah.
Then on one side, you probably caught a cramp. You need to get some
right.
water.
You got a Charlie horse. You done caught a Charlie horse in there. You like, if this thing don't hurry up and fire off, what's happening? Come on.
Bet the holding the side, thinking you all right. You trying to make it through. Coach. It's over.
Right.
You done pop the flat tire, you gonna keep going.
I'm done. Why aren't you riding on the rim?
You is. Because your legs strain, your back, right, your back muscles tensed up, everything. You look like you in a bodybuilding competition trying to get this 15 minutes on a body here.
And you still trying to keep up rhythm with the girl.
Right. See there? That's why I say they don't understand the struggle of what you go through trying to get it. Like, come on. They're like, let's make it quick. You know how much work that is? Taking all the time is easier than doing.
Like, y'all didn't go on Bob the Builder back there. That's what y'all want to do.
That's because when we come to installation appointment, making a connection is a definite thing. It's going to happen regardless whether you get your connection or I get mine. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to be good.
Well, what's that slogan they say on the radio? Before you dig, dial 411 so you know where the power line's at. That's what you
right.
do.
Right.
Before you dig, got to hit 411. Got to see what's up.
I'm done.
I ain't trying to cut nobody's service off. I'm just trying to get my connection going. That's it.
Man, I'm dead.
I'm done.
That's different between your fiber hookup and that copper line.
Surely is, because that when you do that copper line, you got some time. Now when you working on fiber, this got to be light speed fast, because I'm trying to get somewhere and I ain't got time to sit around here with you right now. So what we doing?
Y'all gonna have me looking like you on your tiptoes.
Charlie right. is. You better turn around and
see. See now you know what to look for.
Look, be back there like a baller. Look, she's going to be in that time. Put your feet flat on the floor. Put your feet down flat.
Put them down. Put your feet down.
Right.
You ain't going nowhere. No, we ain't ready.
You ain't going nowhere. Well, you got to go. Put your feet down flat. Ain't doing it with you.
The flow, baby.
Then you should turn around and tell them you should have drunk some water. No, you catching a cramp back there.
Right. You need some Gatorade, a banana.
Need some Gatorade. You drink some, draw some juice.
But get you together. I'm trying to help you out.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful on tiptoes, too. I almost broke a shower curtain one time doing that crap. I ain't doing no more.
All right, Mimi.
I'm done. Right.
Speaking of sales, man, ladies, I don't know what's up happening to y'all. You ever slipped trying to Captain Morgan in the shower?
What?
Well, after these messages.
Now that's a crap you can't get rid of right there.
Yo.
What happened? What happened?
You slipped trying to do the Captain Morgan in the shower.
Sir. I bet you look real silly with all that soap.
Exactly.
Probably got in your eye and all.
I'm dead.
Think about all that still, all that hard work, and I got to keep up rhythm.
That's why you don't do it in the shower like that.
The world.
You do it when the water running and ain't no soap involved, because when soap hit the bottom of that flow, it's a done deal. All right,
that's why you lost your grip.
It's a
done deal. You going ain't down.
Ain't there to hold you. No nothing. You gone.
You better take the person you went down with you. You
trying to dig your toes into the...
that's why you put one foot... Let me shut up, because we getting too graphic. I was going to say, you put one foot on the side of the tub to hold you, and then you kind of do your... Let me shut up.
When you fall in the shower, it ain't no that such thing as no light fall. You falling.
Oh, okay. You getting that thing hold. It's over.
Just fall.
Nah, I went out. I never fell in the tub. I fell out.
Don't reach. Just fall.
And that's what I did. I reached the shower curtain rod and everything came out my ass. I was laying
just
on the
fall
floor.
With grace.
All over the place. Grace, finish that. Finish that last statement. All over the place. Fall with grace. All over the place.
That's how you get hurt. When you go reach.
Because when you fall, I swear it sounds like in the arms of the angels.
Oh, gosh.
This has been a crazy episode, but hopefully you guys get our point, and Audrey, because we are hour in. We need to cut. Hopefully you guys get our drift on this. We ain't going to even give our ending messages. Just make sure you are connecting not only with each other, but the floor and the ground that you might be connecting on as well. With that being said, we're going to holler at y'all. We'll holler to see y'all later.
Love and life, bye y'all.